DeepEnglish.com. Traditional Thai massage. Past perfect. Yesterday afternoon, you had a delicious lunch with your friends at a local cafe. During lunch, you told them about an unforgettable experience you had earlier in the morning. You had received a traditional Thai massage from a true master. Before you ate lunch with your friends yesterday, what had you experienced? I had experienced a traditional Thai massage from a true master. You had started off by lying down on the floor, fully clothed. The masseur then had begun with a prayer, which allowed him to sharpen his concentration and deepen his awareness of life energy. How had you started off the massage yesterday morning? I had started off by lying down on the floor, fully clothed. How had the masseur begun the massage? He had begun the massage with a prayer. And what had the prayer allowed the masseur to do? It had allowed him to sharpen his concentration and deepen his awareness of life energy. The masseur had begun to apply slow, deep pressure to the various energy channels running through your body. He had coordinated all his movements with his breath, and he had maintained awareness of your energy and how it was interacting with his own. Had the masseur begun to apply fast, shallow pressure to the various energy channels running through your body? No, he hadn't. He had begun to apply slow, deep pressure to my energy channels. Had he coordinated his movements with the clock on the wall? No, he hadn't. He had coordinated his movements with his breath. What had he maintained awareness of? He had maintained awareness of my energy and how it was interacting with his own. At times, he had lifted your legs or arms into the air and had held your body in positions that resembled those in the practice of yoga. He had used his fingers, his palms, his elbows, his knees, and forearms. Had the masseur lifted your legs or arms into the air? Yes, he had. And what had those positions resembled? The positions had resembled those in the practice of yoga. And what body parts had the masseur used during the massage? He had used his fingers, his palms, his elbows, his knees, and forearms. At other times, he had stood, using his feet to apply pressure to your legs and back. Had the masseur stayed kneeling on the floor? No, he hadn't done that. At times, he had stood and used his feet. Had he used his feet to apply pressure to your head? No, definitely not. He had used his feet to apply pressure to my legs and back. He had even cut off the blood flow to your legs or arms, causing a tingling sensation to arise. Had he cut off the blood flow to your neck? No, definitely not. That would have been dangerous. Instead, he had cut off the blood flow to my legs and arms, causing a tingling sensation to arise. The slow, rhythmic movements had resembled waves lapping at the shore of a solitary ocean. What had the slow, rhythmic movements of the masseur resembled? They had resembled waves lapping at the shore of a solitary ocean. As the minutes had passed, images from your subconscious mind had arisen, and you had experienced a range of emotions. During the massage earlier that morning, had images from your conscious mind arisen? No, images from my subconscious mind had arisen. Had you experienced only a few emotions? No, in fact, I had experienced a range of emotions that morning. One minute, you had felt annoyed. And the next, you had felt depressed. And in another moment, you had even cried. Later, you had burst out laughing. During the massage, had you felt annoyed and depressed? Yes, I had. I had felt annoyed and depressed. What else had you done? I had cried and I'd burst out laughing that morning. Sometimes you had felt as heavy as a stone, while at other times you had felt as light as a feather. Had you felt as light as a stone? No, of course not. I had felt as light as a feather. Stones aren't light, they're heavy. The master had taken you and your mind and body on a healing journey, one that had touched the depth of your being. Had the master taken your body and mind on a walk through the park? No, he hadn't. He had taken me on a healing journey. How had the healing journey affected you? It had touched the depth of my being. You had lost consciousness of both self and other, and you had become one with the endless flow of universal energy. What had you lost consciousness of? I had lost consciousness of self and other. And had you become one with the floor? Well, no, not really. I had become one with the endless flow of universal energy. And finally, you had heard another prayer signaling the end of the session. You had been amazed that 2.5 hours had passed. What had you heard at the end of the massage? I had heard a prayer. And what had that prayer signaled? It had signaled the end of the massage. And how had you felt about 2.5 hours passing? I had been amazed that 2.5 hours had passed. You couldn't decide if it felt like an eternity or if it had felt like a moment that morning. Is there any difference between the two?